Worst gotcha ever, Nike Goddess of Victory. Is there a trailer for this that I can watch? Let's watch the trailer, and then we will watch. Well, we'll watch both of these, and then we'll watch what's going on in the game. Okay, here we go. All right.
Humans who have been displaced from their homes were compelled to seek refuge underground. The Ark. Light has faded from humans' last shelter, proving the root of all mankind. Rapture, a mysterious mechanical weapon, annihilated humans cruelly.
Wow, that's horrible.
Civilization has been obliterated.
Oh no.
And hope has died. The Earth's owner is no longer humans. One day, the girls awaken from a nightmare of shame and
so it's all girls.
Revenge. A humanoid weapon was born for the final battle with Rapture. Nike, everyone prayed. May these goddesses lead mankind to the victory of returning home. We must defeat them as humans.
Oh my god.
Otherwise, our victory will be meaningless. That is what Elysium believes.
Oh my.
There is no
Holy
doubt that
shit.
Missilis has the most advanced tech in the entire Ark. We will do everything in our power to crush all Raptures, no
wow.
matter what the cost.
What kind of an outfit is that? Holy shit, what is this?
We Tetranikes are always up for a good show.
Jesus.
Even on the battlefield. How come? As we bring hope to people.
Oh my god. And it's a shooter game? Wait, what? Oh, these are the... Bro, this looks like an arcade game I'd play back at, like, Gotti Town or something. Wow. So let's see where's the character selector here? Okay, this is one of them. Isn't there another one? Oh, there is. Yeah, there we go. So these are the characters the game has. Well, I don't know what I was expecting. This looks like shit, to be honest. All right, so... yeah, this is... Okay, got it. About what I'd expected. Let's see what people are responding. I've been waiting for this game since 2019. Now it's 2022. My waiting is not in vain. Oh, damn. I wasn't expecting it to be in English. The moment they announced this upcoming game, I'm already in love with it. The animations look so good. I'm no mobile gamer, but this game seems like a game to be hyped for. I mean, for the art, the animation... and the gameplay seem awesome. Gameplay wise looks very promising. I didn't notice. Holy shit. Okay, alright, so let's see where the characters are. So these are the character trailers for the game. Let's see them.
This will all be over soon.
Ready!
Get to the target.
Leave no enemy standing!
I got it!
Do you even have to aim?
Focus fire! Time for the grand finale!
So the entire game, the premise of the game, is you're watching them bending over, shooting, I don't know, like robots or something. Look, every single one of them.
Cover. Commander.
Commander, are you okay?
Don't come any closer.
Commander, should we pull out?
Commander, please.
My help.
my god.
Violence is always the answer. I'll put a bullet in every last stinking one of you.
Blizzard!
This battle shall be my masterpiece.
Wow.
There's more where that came from! Time for an injection.
Holy shit. Time for an injection, apparently. Yeah, definitely. I think that's why people play the game, actually. The time is almost upon us. All right. Let's watch the... Now, apparently, it's been out or people have played it. And worst gotcha ever?
Sometimes playing a game that you have been eagerly anticipating fails to live up to
look at the way it plays. Give me a second. Let me turn up the audio real quick and then I'll look at it. Okay, there we go. This is probably going to make super loud, so I'm going to go back.
Sometimes playing a game that you have been eagerly anticipating fails.
Look whenever she turns around to shoot the robots. And obviously it's on vertical for, you know, the reason it's phone game. Yeah, look at this. Okay.
...to live up to the unrealistic levels of hype that you've set for it.
Yeah.
Other times, you're left absolutely speechless, wondering how they managed to take your expectations and shatter them so matter-of-factly. Now, I was going somewhere with that analogy, but I keep losing my train of thought.
Oh my god!
I'm not... I'm not entirely certain as to the reasoning behind that. Regardless, having a different opinion to someone online is always
going to be... I bet that's probably the highest level skin, too.
...you open for criticism...
Look at that.
...and personal attacks.
Holy shit.
This game is good. We'll leave you open to the anger from people that believe the game is horrible. This game is bad.
We'll
leave you open to the anger from people that believe that the game is fantastic.
I'm not even listening to
them. The purpose of the worst gotcha ever series.
Oh, what's this here? Upgrade 1 to 2, and you've owned... Okay, so... Right, so this is the inevitable upgrade system. How could anybody be surprised?
...is not to solely criticize a game,
yeah.
Nor is it to praise it unconditionally. Rather, this video series exists as a means with which to both critique and to compliment various facets of a gacha game that I experienced...
Well, I wonder where the compliments are going to come from. Yeah, I wonder...
period of time, sometimes days, sometimes months. Hey, my name is Sticks and welcome back to another episode of Worst Gacha Ever. If you enjoyed this series, make sure to like the video,
wow.
Leave a comment, subscribe to the channel, hit that little bell.
And Lakari spent $1,000 on this, is that right? $1,000. Oh, no, wait a second, guys. Someone says it was only $800. Oh, never mind.
Notification because YouTube told me that if you don't, well, you'll probably fail those upgrades tomorrow. Oh, and
yeah.
Make sure to check out the last episode in this series at the end of the video. Before we go any further, I just want to take a moment here to thank all of you.
He should do a worst gacha ever and then have the game be World of Warcraft.
The absolute chads and chadettes that support this channel via Patreon. You're all freaking legends.
Too
seriously,
far? Yeah.
Each and every single one of you. I would offer to give each of you a kiss, but I suffer from severe intimacy issues. Additionally, if you want to stay up to date with all the latest MMO gacha and gaming news, take a second here to follow Mrs. Sticks and I over on Twitter. We tweet daily. So I was personally invited to play the global closed beta for Nikkei by the team themselves. I was given exclusive access to the game, but I was an idiot and I didn't realize that I'd been sent access via email until several days after it had begun. So me being me, decided it would be a great idea to only play for a couple hours per day. This left me severely inhibiting my progress with regards to capturing footage, but I did ultimately end up playing long enough to fully grasp the concepts of the game and enjoy the several days that I'd spent.
So it's like Pokemon? You just go from point to point, and then you have what the hell is this?
in it upon making it through all
the my god
enjoy the several days that I'd spent in it upon
Jesus man Oh wow.
Upon making it through all of the crap on the home screen and finally making it into the game, you're greeted by a vision.
Oh, that's good. They even called it CBT on the on the disclaimer. Wait a second, I'm trying to go. It's like 60 FPS, so I've got to spam the fuck out of this. Look at this here real quick. This game looks great to me. Yeah, for sure, man. Where the hell is it? There we go. Each CBT code. Yep, there you go. It's right there in the name, guys.
Into the game, you're greeted by a vision of a goddess, who you'll quickly find out is Marion.
Commander?
Uh-huh.
No, they're going into cardiac arrest!
Oh, no.
AED charging! Clear!
Okay.
Commander, are you okay? Can you hear me? Smile if you can hear me.
The lip syncing is impressive.
Finally, can you tell me which section you're from?
And within seconds, you'll immediately realize that this is going to be a very, very addicting game. Not for the gameplay, not for the deep narrative, not for the rich surplus of features and content, not for the fair gacha rates, but for the... Oh yes, this game is filled with so much plot. And after
it's the thing is about it is that it's so shameless. This is like the equivalent of girls that, like, you know, remember how they would have like their, you know, donations and write people's name on like a whiteboard, and then the whiteboard is on the floor and they would bend down to like write people's name, and it was just so fucking obvious. It's like you're not even trying to hide it, you're not even trying to talk around it. It's right there. Here we are.
Successfully dodging your family for the 20... Maybe,
yeah, like, is this a game that you would want people to see that you're playing?
The 30 seconds of alone time that you needed. Hey, dude, no judgment. We all understand. We've all been there. You'll learn that there is a lot more to this game than the sexy waifus. Nikki is...
I feel like this is like playing the Vicus typing challenge, except it's the entire game.
Is... In fact, a, well, crap, what would I even classify this game as? A third-person shooter RPG, kinda? You take on the role of the commander of an army of ridiculously hot women. Like, women that would put Victoria's Secret supermodels to shame. And
they're hot.
Admittedly, funny enough, actually wear less. Whose singular goal is to comply with your every whim. Yes, you can tell that men made this game. Your goal in the game is to attempt to remain.
I bet women made the game too, because like they know that guys are stupid about this stuff. Yeah, no, I 100% assume that women were also involved with making this game, because it's like they knew that this is like, yeah, it works. They know how to fucking finesse these idiots out of their money. Like, it's just, you know, we'll just go through the same song and dance.
Focused long enough to clear each encounter, while each waifu you deploy jiggles without restraint for the entirety of the battle.
Wow.
Each waifu has their own weapon type, shotguns, snipers, assault rifles. Each weapon type serves its own unique purpose. Rocket launchers deal massive damage and hit more of an AoE. Sniper rifles are exceptional
at taking
down enemies that are outside of the range of your close to mid-range artillery. And while every waifu does have their own unique affinity with and weapons that they ultimately...
I wonder, like, so do you remember back in, like, 2014 whenever everything was epic? And then, like, it's like, is this a fad right now where it's just, like, basically anime titties are the most popular thing on the internet right now and everybody is doing them? But, like, I just can't imagine this falling out of favor. I really can't. I can't imagine this, like, being, like, oh, in 10 years from now, nobody does this anymore. You know what I mean? Like, this is timeless. It's like 10 years ago, there was hentai. 20 years ago, there was hentai. Holy shit. Yeah, fapping isn't a trend. That's a good point. Have you seen Azur Lane? I don't even know what that is.
Selling, you'll find yourself not caring at all and just throwing in every hot SSR character you can. Because why would you settle for anything less, right?
Of course.
Trust me, I suffered absolutely no penalty for deploying only the hottest of waifus.
Yeah, that's
sure,
probably intended design.
I had no
design.
Active sniper, but at the same time, that just meant that it took a few extra seconds to take down long-distance enemies, which means more time to, admire the fantastic scenery present within the game. They did some great work with those buildings and, you know, the pillars over there.
I'm not even, I don't even know what's happening in the game. Like, it's just like, it's one of those shooter, it reminds me of like one of those arcade shooter games. You know what I mean? Whenever you go to like Dave and Buster's, like fucking Peter Piper Pizza, Chuck E. Cheese, Mr. Gotti's, like CC's Pizza. Like, it's like one of those games. Yeah, Time Crisis, something like that. It's Titty Crisis.
Was that I think that was a car. You know what? Maybe not.
That was some special ability.
Yeah. Oh, did you know while we're actually talking about the scenery, though, that not only can your waifus take direct cover from enemies by utilizing environmental cover, but the environments themselves are completely destructible, meaning that everything can be blown to pieces.
You blow up the tree.
I'll admit, this is episode 13, I think, of the worst Gacha Ever series, and this is one of the few instances where I've taken the time to listen to the entire story. I sat through it, I listened to the voiceovers, which let me just quickly touch on. The English dub for Nikkei is actually really quite good. I'm not fond of English dubs in mobile games. Seriously, they're often so unbelievably trash.
This guy played
but
Lost
Nikkei
Art.
Actually did a surprisingly good job with most of the waifus. There was one or two that kind of bothered me, like Anis, but I feel like I slowly got used to her.
The thing is with the voiceovers is that they're very important, because if you don't have good voiceovers, then the simps can't imagine themselves in a relationship with the character because it's less realistic. So you need to have good voice acting.
I really liked her voice, but I got used to her enough to where it no longer continued to bother me. The top tier English dub, for mobile standards, mind you, we're not talking about God of War or The Last of Us here, really helped the narrative stand out. It helps you connect with and become enthralled in the larger world. And thankfully, I wasn't overwhelmed with story like I so often am when playing through mobile RPGs. Specifically, the bulk of games that I have played have story before and after missions, so much so that you're just left wanting to play the
Jesus,
game.
Man.
I work on this channel, I work on the main MMOBYTE channel, and I work on a brand new Seeks Reacts channel.
Bro, look at this, right? Like, guess... Like, this one is an SSR. Like, if you anybody hasn't... Like, if this... I'm assuming this is the same as Tower of Fantasy. SSR, these are, like, the legendary characters, okay?
Permission, so much so that...
Another legendary character. You can see level one. Is her name Volume? Yeah, it sure is. Well, I can see why.
That you're just left wanting to play the game. I work on this channel, I work on the main MMOBYTE channel, and I work on a brand new...
And then this one right here, right? So this is what you get if you don't spend money. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is only an SR. It's just so obvious and blatant. It's impressive.
Seeks Reacts channel, meaning a total of 3 channels full time. I stream 3 days a week. I game a little in my spare time. I don't really have the luxury
of
sitting through hours of exposition and drawn out several
minutes. Okay, all right. Well, you know, sometimes they balance themselves out.
Long explanations as to why we're walking through a forest to reach a city. So,
yeah.
Encountering story elements a mere few times per chapter was actually a relief. It allowed for significantly more time
Perfect.
To actively play the game without spending hours reading or listening to it. And playing the game was a ton of fun. Nikkei utilizes a traditional progression system, but puts a spin on it that I haven't really seen outside of this game. Not saying that it hasn't been done, I just, in the 13 episodes of this series, have not played a game like it. Typically, wow. You're given a number of chapters, with each chapter being filled with a selection of missions. Each mission is typically a battle consisting of several waves of enemies, with the odd story mission thrown in here and there.
Sure.
You click each mission, you select your units, and you proceed to deploy them into the engagement. In Nikkei, you gain direct control of your units, and you can move them around an explorable field. The fundamentals of progression...
I feel like this is a game you can't really play at the waiting room at the doctor's office. Right? Unless you're there for ED. It just seems like... I don't know. It's like you can't play this game in public, right?
...and remain the same. You're required to deploy your units and to win these encounters, but you're given the freedom to choose which encounters you want to do, whether you run around, whether you want to challenge other fights, look for unique items, just explore a little. And while the exploration is definitely very limiting, it really is. It's the small little feature that made the game exponentially more fun than the majority of other gacha that I've played.
Is that right?
I love being given direct control of my characters.
I can see
why. And
this
did just that. Now, outside of this, Nikkei is your pretty...
Okay, so this is the starting screen. You've got the advertisement for some sort of fucking thing. Why does it say flaccid at the top? Yeah, I wonder why. Like, oh, that's his name. Oh, okay. Yeah, never mind. Okay, so the outpost, oh, that's the shop campaign. Oh, wow.
Basic gacha game. You clear missions.
Yeah.
You clear chapters. You earn currency to roll for waifus. Since this was a closed beta test, it's impossible to accurately gauge whether or not the gacha was fair. I did end up with several SSR characters, and I only rolled a few times.
Of course it's not fair. You're spending money for some bullshit on a game. It's not fair at all. Like, fundamentally, it's not fair. It's just some fucking pixels. So roll the dice in a video game. Like, who cares about if it's fair or not? Like, but by consenting to this at all, it's not fair. No, I guess some are more unfair than others, but I mean, if you're playing a game like this, is that really what you're here to complain about? What the fuck?
Even though realistically I should have attempted more, I'm just, I don't know, I'm a hoarder, and I tend to accrue large quantities.
Bro, read the fucking information about this character. A sadistic girl. She can control other senses, and she communicates by inflicting pain upon others. Bro, like, this is like some fucking BDSM dommy mommy waifu. What? Yeah, like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, that's where the CBD
I'm a hoarder,
is from.
And I tend to accrue large quantities before rolling. That way, I get more gratification. I guess, out of it, seeing multiple SSR and SR characters as opposed
to... Oh, bro, like, I just noticed. So those are the roles. So if you look right here, these are the rare characters, okay? Every single rare character has full armor on. You can't even see your face. Bro, like, this is straight up, like, they're dressed like nuns. And this girl is even wearing a COVID mask. And then, like, the rare characters are wearing, like, dinner dresses or something like that. It's like they're at a brothel. So look at this. All of the normal rare characters suck.
Seeing multiple SSR and SR characters as opposed to, you know, maybe one
Let's see
and
some
a bunch
more.
Of useless common
oh,
heroes.
I
you level
it.
Up your waifus, you can equip them with gear, you can enhance them, upgrade their skills.
Let's see. So yeah, there we go. See another SR character. You can tell that they're SR because their boobs are out. And oh, there we go. There's another one. So yeah, all of the rare characters, none of them you can see their titties. But oh, guess what? Guess which one was an SSR character? Big fucking surprise, the one with the biggest titties whose ass jiggled the most. Who could have ever predicted such a dramatic fucking change? What an amazing development here. Life is full of surprises.
It is very straightforward and a lot less complex than other game, Destiny.
Let's see, a hip-hop singer from Prima Donna who constantly find herself being a hot topic among the public. Her trademarks are her flamboyant outfits. Wow.
Child, from what I can tell. You have a base of operations or headquarters, however you want to label it.
Yeah.
Which allows you to research, to talk to your waifus, and learn more about them, to send them out on missions. Exactly what you'd expect.
Yeah.
There were several game modes outside of the main story, but I hadn't progressed far enough to unlock all of them.
Why does she have vampire teeth?
Maybe they just weren't all implemented yet, I'm not really sure. I was more interested in pushing through each chapter, listening to the narrative, and watching the boot to full gameplay. Being able to actively aim my waifu's shots and use their abilities manually was very fulfilling. Fortunately, there wasn't a single aspect of Nikkei that I did not enjoy. On the contrary, I found this to be one of the most engaging quality gacha games that I've played yet.
What?
And I cannot wait for them to release it. Okay, I take that back. I guess the one thing that I do find issue with is the potential censorship of several characters. It's not confirmed, but it's definitely plausible that they are altering certain characters before releasing the game.
Well, then they just shouldn't even release it if they're going to do that. I mean, I don't know why anybody would be upset about this. It's like, if you're playing a game like this, I mean, let's be honest, that's what it's for. So, like, why is that a problem? Yeah, why censor it? I don't get it.
Whether you consider that censorship or not, or heck, whether the models originally previewed were only temporary, were placeholders.
Look, bro.
The models originally previewed were only temporary.
See, though, that's the character that you get if you don't spend real money. There you go. Uh-huh.
Temporary were placeholders remains to be seen, but it is still potentially seen as censorship.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who loathes censorship of any kind, I genuinely hope that this game releases fully uncensored. Overall, Nikkei has the potential to be one of the best gacha games.
Remember, that's an SSR.
2022 or 2023.
Yeah, I don't know what year it is.
Whenever it ultimately releases. Is Nikkei the worst gacha of 2022, though? Try potentially the best. Now, if you're looking for the previous episode in the worst gacha ever series, you can find that in this video right here. Or if you're looking for a list of confirmed gacha games coming this year, then this video right here has you covered.
Holy shit, man. Wow. That is nuts. That is really, really something. Play it. I mean, I would only take a sponsorship from this game if I could make fun of it the entire time. Like, if I could make fun of the game the entire time and say how fucking ridiculous it is, yeah, sure. But other than that, I'm not dumb. There's no way. No fucking way. Will you play it? I'm not planning on it, okay, guys? I'll just check the fucking fan art on DeviantArt afterwards. It's the same thing. Actually, it'll probably be better. Holy fuck. There's a video. This is the MMO Bite, and we know this guy. We've watched a lot of his videos before. I'm glad that somebody's able to really, do this, I guess. Yeah, for sure. You won't get a girlfriend playing games like this. That's exactly, yeah, you won't get a girlfriend, you get five. Didn't you see? Like, yeah, there's like teams of five in this game. Like, what are you talking about? Fucking idiot, you weren't paying attention. Holy shit, man. I played it the other day, it was hilarious. Yeah, I mean, I think this game is funny because of just how overtly ridiculous it is. How just this completely shameless and just everything it is. I think this is fucking hilarious, man. I really do. And I hope that I hope it does well. I mean, there's an audience for this kind of content. There's a lot of people for this kind of content, like a lot. And so I don't know what I expected else. Now, I have four SSRs already. Wow, that's not a surprise.